This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduh, wa nasta'inuhu, wa nasta'hdihi, wa nasta'ughfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina, wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again allowing us all to be gathered here today to listen to the khutbah of Jumu'ah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of us, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. During the battle of Uhud, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered 50 sahabas to be the archers on the hill. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them, do not move from your position. Even if you see birds eating from our flesh, you know, if we die, do not move until you are ordered to move. And we know when the battle was taking place and the Muslims were gaining victory, there were a lot of spoils of war. You know, the swords, the shields that the non-Muslims left behind because they were retreating. And the archers on the hill, many of them, they saw Muslims picking up the shields, the swords, all of the booty of war. And they said, we're part of the war as well. We are a part of it. So we should go and get our share. And one of the Sahaba, he said, no, the Prophet ordered us not to move. We need to be here until he orders us to move. And then the others, they said, yeah, but we've won. We've gained victory. We need to get our share. And it says approximately 40 of them left. There were only 10 left on the hill. And we know that that was the reason of the defeat of the Muslims. Because Khalid ibn Walid, at that time being a non-Muslim, he took his flank of the army around the hill and they sandwiched the Muslims. The Muslims became in the middle. They had to look forward and look behind and the Muslims were defeated. The reason why I'm mentioning or starting the khutbah off with this story is to show us, is to understand that if we don't have our priorities right, if we don't have the love of the Prophet, the love of Allah, the love of His Sunnah, if we don't follow the orders of Allah, the orders of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we will be defeated. And the way we're going to be defeated is not only in this world, but we are going to be defeated in the Akhirah. We may not have no share of the Akhirah, of Jannah, if we do not follow the orders of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now this week, we were talking about resembling others. And there is a hadith that we all studied. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, whoever resembles others is from among them. And what is happening today, and it's been happening for many years now, is we don't have our priorities right. We don't understand the importance of resembling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what's happening is that we are starting to resemble others. We are looking for success or victory or happiness in resembling or following others besides the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, besides the good Muslims. And we start to believe that this is happiness, that this is success. And the answer to that is very simple. No, it's not. Success only lies in us following the way of Allah Ta'ala. And it will be shown to us by the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through his sunnah. So what we need to focus on to change this is our heart. The love that we have, the connection that we have. We need to fix our heart. So we need to focus on that heart. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُدْغَةٍ فَإِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, in the body, there is a morsel of flesh. If that flesh is good, then the rest of the body will be good. But if that flesh is corrupted, then the rest of the body will be corrupted. And then he said, and that is the heart. So we need to focus on the heart. We need to train our heart. Who should we love more? And the first answer, if I ask any of us this question, who is that one that you love the most? And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all answer this. If I ask any one of you, do you love Allah? Everyone will say, yes, I love Allah. But Allah ta'ala in the Quran tells us that if you love Allah, if you love me, then there's something you need to do. He says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ, say, O Messenger of Allah, tell the people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me, meaning follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, follow his sunnah. And if you do that, yuhbibukumullah, that's how you gain the love of Allah. Allah ta'ala says, follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I will love you. And not only love you, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and he will forgive you your sins. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. And Allah ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most merciful. So the first thing that we need to focus on in our hearts is to connect with Allah, is to bring that love of Allah. That's number one. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was once walking with his companions, and there were some people of war. They captured some people of war, and one of them, there was a woman, and she had a young child with her. Now she lost her child. She couldn't find her child, and she was running around frantically looking for her child. Now I want you to imagine a mother's love. Now you all know your mother and their love towards you. They love you, they'll do anything for you. The mother's love is even higher than the father's love at times. You'll know this. SubhanAllah, this mother, when she found her child, she picked up her child and she embraced him. She wouldn't want to let the child go. Upon seeing this, that's just about to fall, just be very careful. One of the teachers can help out. Upon seeing this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his companions, do you think this mother can ever throw her child into a pit of fire? Now I want you to understand the question. Do you think any mother can pick up a child and throw her child in a pit of fire? Answer is no, of course not. Mother loves her child. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah ta'ala loves us more than that mother to her child. Allah ta'ala loves us so much. So if we follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's love is so high. That's why he is called Al-Wadud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many names. Al-Ghafoor, Al-Rahman, Al-Afu. Al-Wadud is one of the highest forms of love. And Allah ta'ala has that towards us. So we need to understand the love of Allah connect with Allah, because our return is to Allah. We're going to go back to Allah. So bring that love, inshaAllah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. The second priority is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To bring the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Have we seen him? No. We have not seen him. But we know his life. We've learnt about him. We know how much sacrifices he's done for us. Our job is to learn about the Prophet. Our job is to bring that love of the Prophet to us. One of the ways that you start loving someone, it could be a friend, you know, it could be anyone else, a relative, is when you see that that person does things for you. Right? They do this because they love you. When they do that, it brings muhabba, it brings love in your heart. Wow, this person did this for me, that's amazing. I can't believe it, that's beautiful. And you start feeling good for that person, happiness, and you would then do things for that person because of that muhabba, that love, that connection that you've got. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not see us. But yet his love towards us was great, was huge. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked us to love him, to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Umar radiallahu an, he was speaking to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than anything in the world except for myself. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, no, you need to love me even more than yourself. Then later on, Umar radiallahu an thought about it. That's true. I would sacrifice my life for the Prophet ﷺ. Came back to the Prophet, said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than anything else in this world. Even myself. I love you more. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-ana ya Umar. Now Umar, you've tasted the sweetness of faith. This is love, real love. And we know so many sahabas, what they've done for the Prophet ﷺ. A classic story, and you know this, Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, the best friend of the Prophet ﷺ. And we know the story of the hijrah, so many things that he's done. He put his life on the line to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hijrah. Remember, they were out to kill the Prophet. So Abu Bakr put his head on the line to save the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the cave of Thawr, when they were there, the things that Abu Bakr did to save the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that love that he had, that even when Abu Bakr was sitting down and the Prophet was sleeping on his lap, a scorpion or an insect bit or stung Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, and he was so much in pain, but he did not want to wake the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how much love he had. He didn't want to wake him, right? So much so that he became teary because of the pain, and the Prophet woke up because the tea drop fell on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he woke up. What's the matter? And Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm in a lot of pain. But he did not want to wake up the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's love. The question is, where is our love to the Prophet ﷺ? How can we show our love? He's not alive anymore. He's passed away. So the way we show our love is by following his sunnah. By following his sunnah. And if you want to know how much the Prophet sacrificed for us, what he's done for us, the dua he has made for us, we just have to open up the ahadith. Once the Prophet ﷺ came home, and Aisha radiallahu anha saw the Prophet ﷺ was in a happy mood. And Aisha took advantage of this. So Aisha being the wife. So she sat down and laid on the Prophet ﷺ. And she said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, make a special dua for me. Make a nice dua for me. So the Prophet ﷺ made a dua. He said, Allahumma ghafir li Aishata ma taqaddama min dhanbiha wa ma ta'akhar. مَا أَسَرَّتْ وَمَا أَعْلَنَتْ. He said, O Allah, forgive Aisha radiallahu anha all of the sins she committed in the past, and all the sins that she will commit in the future, all the sins that she has committed in secret, and all her sins that she has committed in the open. And Aisha got so happy, she had a huge smile on her face, and she even cuddled more to the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ said to her, Ya Aisha, it seems like my dua has made you happy. And she said, of course, Ya Rasulullah, special dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, by Allah, I make this dua every day in my prayer for my entire ummah. He makes his dua for me and you. That's how much he loves us. On his deathbed, when he was dying, the sahabas came in to meet him. And he said, I wish I could see my brothers and sisters. I wish I could see them. And one of the companions, he said, Ya Rasulullah, aren't we your brothers? The Prophet ﷺ said, Antum ashabi, you are my companions. My brothers and sisters are those who will come after me. They have not seen me, yet they follow me. I wish I could see them. And on the day of judgment, he will. He will see us, and he will call us to his group. He will call us towards himself. Again, the question is, do we want to be with him? Yes. Or do we want to be with those celebrities and people that we see online that we want to be like? That's the priority that we need to focus on. We'll continue inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. The third priority that we should have in terms of our love is towards the good Muslims, our Muslim brothers and sisters. And that includes everyone, your parents, your relatives, your brothers and sisters, all Muslims. We need to bring this love. Unfortunately, and we know scenarios and issues that has happened even this week and last week, where people have been bullying each other, gossiping about one another, talking about each other, bullying them by calling them nicknames, online gossip that's happening, putting each other down. And this is not love. This is not love at all. In one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hujarat, He tells us, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. This entire ayah, He talks about bullying others, teasing others, mocking others, calling each other by evil nicknames. In this particular point, he said, how evil is it when you call someone something so bad when that person has iman, when that person has faith? And just to give you an example, even though you may have rivalry with your siblings sometimes, but if someone were to harm your brother or your sister, you would stand up and you would get so upset. How could you do this to my brother? How could you do this to my sister? Because you've got this love. Allah Ta'ala tells us indirectly here, how could you tease my servant? He belongs to me. She belongs to me. How dare you bully my servant? Imagine Allah Ta'ala telling us this. How dangerous are we going to be at that time? So think about these moments. Love of each other. And I'll end it off with the story of true love amongst the companions. Unmatched. We probably can never match it. In the battle of Yarmouk, this battle was against the Romans. There was a man by the name of Ikrimah. Ikrimah radiallahu anhu. Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl. Ibn Abi Jahl. He used to be the worst staunch enemy of Islam. But when he became a Muslim, after the conquest of Mecca, he became a Muslim. And he wanted to serve Islam. He loved the Prophet ﷺ. He loved the Muslims. And in this particular battle, this battle was very fierce. There were three Sahabas: Ikrimah, Salama ibn Harith ibn Hisham, and Ayyash. There were obviously many Sahabas, but these three, the story is about these three companions. The battle was so fierce that they were on the ground. They were dying. And the cousin of Salama, he noticed that those three were lying down. So he took water. And he went to his cousin, Salama, who was on the ground, and wanted to give him some water to drink. Now Salama needed water to survive. But he looked to his side and there was Ikrimah on the ground. Ikrimah was also dying. So he said to his cousin, don't worry about me, I'm okay. give it to Ikrimah. He needs it more than I do. So he went to Ikrimah. And Ikrimah, as he was about to drink, he heard some noise beside him. He looked beside him and there was Ayyash, radiallahu anhu. And Ayyash was dying. And then he said to the cousin, he said, go to Ayyash, he needs the water more than I do. He went to Ayyash. And by the time he reached Ayyash, Ayyash passed away. So he thought, okay, let me go back to Ikrimah. He went to Ikrimah, Ikrimah radiallahu anhu passed away. Then he thought, okay, let me go back to my cousin Salama. When he went to his cousin Salama passed away. They all needed water. But guess what? They were thinking about their brother. That's true love. Do we have that amongst each other? Probably not. Would we sacrifice ourselves for our brother? Probably not. But the level of love should be very high. We can't match this. This is very high level. But we can reach there or get close to it. That we will look out for one another. We will make sure everyone is safe. We will help each other in times of need. This is true love. And as Muslims, we need to bring this back. Do not follow the people you see online. They're not going to help you. But love Allah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and your fellow Muslims, and you will see the unity, and you will see that all of us will be together in Jannah, and that's what we want, inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring true love back in our hearts. Ibadallah. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون استني أقول الله أكبر